This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And with us in the studio is Matthew Yates from Seven Investment Management. Matthew, good to have you with us. So Trump, we're talking Trump and the Trump rally. So first off, what do you think was behind this and how long is it going to last?
Interesting. So it was quite good yesterday. The US was on holiday yesterday, so we had a day of calm in markets, so no US markets, which was a good time, I think, to really reflect back on what has been a pretty stellar kind of two and a half months in financial markets, especially for holders of risky assets like equities. So I think there's a couple of angles on this. One is kind of a fundamental angle, and it's kind of the reflation story and how central banks are interacting with that story. And the other is this elephant in the room, the thing that people are all talking about, all hoping for, but very little has been delivered yet. So it's kind of this policy stimulus, tax stimulus, fiscal stimulus, however you want to kind of wrap it up. So I think on the first of those, in terms of reflation, and really that just reflects a stronger US economy, that's not a Trump story. That's a story that's kind of been gaining momentum for a long time. It was a story that was reinforced last week. We had a really strong US inflation number. So US inflation kind of on a three-month basis is kind of the strongest it's been. That's core inflation as well. So that's nothing to do with the oil price coming through. The strongest it's been since 2011. Now, the way that that interacts with the bond markets is really interesting. Because the bond markets have started to price in, you know, some reversion to the norm. So we know they're so distorted from the actions of central bankers. But we are really, considering inflation is heading above target in terms of the US central bank, we're still very, very far away from where we would expect to be in this current environment.
So shouldn't bonds be collapsing now? This stage in the cycle.
So that is that's what I think is so interesting. So I think that is something that is really supporting this Trump rally. The fact that you have this reflationary story, which we know is good for banks, it's good for the consumer, it's good for the pass-through into earnings of companies. But at the same time, you don't have this kind of counteraction of rising bond yields resulting in kind of those forward profits being discounted at a higher rate. So I think the bond market is really saying that actually things from Trump aren't necessarily going to be that good, so we need to remain supportive. That's kind of Yellen, as much as he's saying, okay, inflation's ticking up, the inflation result last week, you know, as I said, as stellar as though it was, you only saw US 10-year yields still below 2.5%. So to me, it's a bit of a quandary that you've had the S&P rally 10% since the election, and at the same time, you've got bond yields where they are, especially in the face of inflation where it is.
Isn't that then it's the case that either the stock market's in the wrong place or the bond market's in the wrong place, and they're both wildly in the wrong place? They both can't be right.
They both can't be right, but I think that depends on what happens next. So let's think what could happen next. So the stock market could be in the right place if Trump comes and really delivers at the top end of expectations what he's saying he's going to do on tax reform. So if we talk about taking the US tax rate, like some people in the House of Representatives are talking, so from 35% to 20%, that's unequivocally supportive of equities, and that to an extent could justify some of the valuations we're seeing in the S&P. Now, let's not forget that on a forward PE basis, the S&P is at kind of the highest levels it's been since 2004. Okay, it's 17.5 plus times. So that's a positive, but I also think that what people often focus on is just that positive signal from the tax reform and not the potential counter-negative signal. So there is this suggestion that interest rate and the way that interest rather on debt finance is tax deductible at the moment, and there's this talk that that could be taken away by Trump. Now, for heavily indebted companies, and they're the companies, I suppose, at the smaller end of the cap spectrum, that could be a kind of a real counter or a real headwind to those headline kind of tax numbers. So I think if Trump can deliver on that 20% number, then equities are in the right place. But at the same time, for some companies, not necessarily, because it's not that simple. And then I think bonds are in the wrong place anyway. I think considering just how far the economy's come and just how far inflation specifically has come, I think central banks don't have that same excuse that they had historically. And I think really what we're waiting for is, I suppose, we're now at, what, 40% chance of a cut in March? If we can just wean off this one rate cut a year kind of idea, then I think we're in a much better place.
But then the conclusion is that bonds are already where they are because they're being helped out by the central banks and QE, and this, if they ever take that away, then it'll be curtains.
That is exactly the reason where they are. Okay, so it's kind of the, we've had this dot plot. Okay, so this idea of where the Fed is signalling they're going to raise rates and where they actually kind of do over the past few years, and consistently, the market has been disappointed or happy, depending on if you're a holder of bonds or not. And the Fed has failed to live up to where they say they're going to put rates at the short end of the curve. I think that's been in an environment where the economic momentum hasn't been as strong, and they've had the excuse of the 2016 Q1 sell-off, they've had the excuse of the China Q3 2015 sell-off. I think if stock markets have rallied as they have in the recent past, whilst inflation is rising, then that is kind of story over for bondholders.
Super. Matthew, thank you so much. Matthew Yates there from Seven Investment Management.